This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello. Very strange music that I just heard there. Yeah. Was that the Something Is Wrong music, Manny? Is that what that was?
That's kind of what that was, yeah.
That was the Something Is Wrong music. All right. So you're saying everything that I just said for the last 2 minutes, nobody heard. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I see. Okay. Yeah, it was really good, too. Like, it was really, really good. But you'll just make up for it, though, right? Just to trust me that it was really, really good. Yeah. Sorry, folks, a little technical glitch there. Is Todd the Radio God available to
I'm here.
Say hi and hello and
hello.
New Year and all that fun stuff?
Happy New Year and all that fun stuff.
Are we still working on Todd the Radio God?
I'm here.
Oh, hi, Todd.
Oh, now you can hear me.
Now
wow,
I can
what
hear
a
you.
Start.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if it was so good, say it again, because now that was just rehearsal.
Okay, I will. So here's you the know. Deal. First of all, welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind. Glad you're here. Thursday edition of the program brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org, but a great organization doing very good work. Look, the coal industry, very important in North Dakota. Lignite, extremely important when you talk about the jobs it provides, the affordable energy it provides, but this industry needs us. This is all of us. This isn't just, hey, you guys go fight your battles there. We're all in this together. Because the Clean Power Plan, which is really poorly named, as so many things are out of this administration, would be bad things. Would do really bad things for your pocketbook, but also the reliable energy you take for granted. We all do. And also the affordable energy we all take for granted. Wait till it starts going up and look at the numbers and the way it'll go up. So that's why we encourage you to learn more about these good folks at the website, again, secureenergyfuture.org. Okay, so here's what I said, and I'll repeat it, and let's have a conversation. A lot of radio programs today, a lot of television programs, a lot of newspaper articles you'll read, things you'll read online, websites, social media. What are they doing today, Todd? What on this New Year's Eve 2015, what do they do?
I have a punchline, something to the effect of getting on the air on time. I know, they're kind of just sitting in on autopilot and reruns and stuff.
They're looking back. They're looking back, right?
It's so, look back on 2015. Here's who we lost in 2015, which we didn't lose. It's who died in 2015. We know what happened.
If you like that, there's plenty of it. They're
right.
What I'm going to do today is pledge that we're not going to do that here today. I'd rather look ahead to 2016 And I want to know what has you just like, you know, giddy, excited. Oh, I can't wait to find out. I mean, what about the coming year are you most excited to find out about? Or maybe anxious about, concerned about, whatever. You know, what is your top thought for 2016? What, as you look ahead, because it's just much more fun to look ahead than look
ahead. Yeah, we already lived 2015, and some of us don't want to, there are parts we probably don't want to remember in the first place, so why do we have to relive it?
Yeah, it's over. I mean, in general, that's a pretty good life lesson, really. If it's happened, you know, a day ago, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, it's gone. There's nothing you can do to change it. It happened. It's there. Just look forward. Don't look, you know, and really all you have is right now, right? I mean, think about that, right? We could all be plowed over by a truck on our next trip behind the wheel. You just never know.
No, that's a pleasant thought.
Well, I'm saying you don't know. All you can control is this very moment, right? This very second.
Yeah, I have all people know how life can change around, you know.
Exactly. So, you know, it's a good way to look. But I want to look ahead. I want to be the show that looks ahead into 2016. And so here's my big question for you. And this is the easy one. Next hour is a little tougher. I'm going to put you on the couch.
But couch?
I'll go there, too. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. On the couch.
Okay.
But let's start with the first question. What are you most excited about in 2016? What are you most anticipating in 2016? What do you most want to know in the new year? As you look ahead, what is you're thinking right now? What, you know, I mean, could be what the price of oil is going to be. Am I going to get that job? You know, if you're job searching, you know,
electing a new president,
boy or girl, if you're expecting a new baby, grandchild, whatever. Yes, president. A president's a big deal. I mean, is Donald Trump going to be the Republican nominee? And then who does he pick for his VP?
We're going to have some interesting debates between now and then, regardless of who wins up on top.
How does the general election look? I mean, all those questions. So let's talk a little bit about that, okay? Lynn Helms will be here, and I'm going to do the same thing with Lynn, as a matter of fact. We're doing a year-end review with Lynn. So we got to look back a little bit, but I want to also look ahead because
you don't drive your car looking behind you, do you? No.
Yeah. And also, Bill Braun is going to be here to tell us about the Dakota Territory Gun Collectors Association gun show that is coming up. So two guests, but other than that, the show is entirely yours. Call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550, and tell me what you're most looking forward to in 2016. What are you just giddy to find out? Or, I'm concerned that this is going to happen. You know, you don't necessarily have to be giddy, but I'm a little giddy in that, you know, a lot's going to happen in 2016. And it feels like a new frontier in many ways. It just does. I mean, it feels like, okay, you know, it's time to end the Obama era and move on. But in North Dakota, it feels like a new frontier where you had a tough year with prices. On the other hand, a lot of good things whenever I say a lot of good things have come out of bad things, I always feel bad for the people who maybe lost their job, you know, had a business downsize, whatever. But I think what 2015 did is better prepare people for 2016 in the future. And, you know, a lot of efficiencies, a lot of lessons learned, and a pause is what I've called it. Pause button's going to come off at some point. And then that's exciting what the future holds. So that's another example. I'm giving you mine, but I want yours. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. What are you most interested to find out about in 2016? What are you most excited to learn in 2016? What do you, you know, what event, moment, decision, what thing right now today as you look into 2016 as you most concerned? I'd love to know what's going to happen with this, okay? I want to know. You tell me. You can text Todd at 701-226 8503, 701-226-8503. And next hour, we'll add another one to the list. But I'm not going to tell you yet. I want you to focus in on this one. Emailer says, I'm looking forward. What I see in 2016, looking forward, what I see is an even more rapid decline of the once great United States of America. It's inevitable. With the Democrats running the show, with the aid of the cowards in the GOP congressional majorities, I see Hillary being elected as the East and West Coast and Beltway elites that run the GOP will turn on any real conservative that might get the Republican nomination in 2016. All right, so I guess you're the answer there is the outcome of the political process.
Got it.
I would think that would be high on the list. Now, looks to me like that person is deciding that a lot of bad things are going to happen in 2016. When you still have time to change them and affect change yourself. So get to work on that.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
The Northern Soybean Expo will be held on February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. A live taping of the U.S. Farm Report will feature a panel of the nation's leading and in-demand market analysts. Speakers include Dr. Barry Asmus, senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, and Dr. Bill Wilson, professor in the Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics at NDSU. This event is open to all soybean farmers. For more information, log on to the North Dakota Soybean website at ndsoybean.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd, too. 701-226-8503. Texter says, I'm afraid when Hillary Clinton gets elected president, that's my worry for 2016. All right. You know, if you go into a year saying, I'm afraid that blank, or, you know, this is going to happen. And the last two, the email and now the text, point to a outcome you believe is going to happen, how do you pull your head off the pillow? You know, I mean,
because I'm sleeping on a my pillow.
Yeah, don't be afraid of something. Do something about it. What's on your mind today, ladies and gentlemen? New Year's Eve edition of the program brought to you in part by Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota. They're good folks that are all about maintaining a balance in resource development and property rights. The conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. United Voice of Landowners finding solutions to problems. All about ensuring kids and grandkids have the same opportunity that their parents and grandparents did to make a living off the land. If you're a landowner in North Dakota, go to nwlandowners.com for Northwest Landowners. You'll see the mission statement. You get information on the membership. They strive to create a network to inform, to support, to educate, to promote property rights issues and ensure a balanced and fair development of resources. And bring together a network of property owners, operators, residents to share and discuss information and ensure that resources are developed in a responsible manner. N for North, W for West, landowners.com. NWlandowners.com. Here's another call that came in during the break. Others, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, you know, I would like to see all these EPA gods, you know, these EPA lying gods, all these... you can throw the politicians in there too, the lying politicians, and all these lies and stuff that they promote. And then again, I'd like to see them quit taking the taxpayers' money, down there in Washington, D.C., and make laws and mandates and blackmail all these industries. If you don't comply with this, we're going to fine you. And if you don't put up windmills, we're not going to give you any, tax money, you know, taxpayers' money. We're not going to give you any of that. I'd like to see get rid of that stuff. All those lies and blackmail and bribery and all that stuff. Get rid of it.
That sounds very funny to me. I don't know what you're laughing about by the end of it.
I love that giggle at the end, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of irrelevant, but...
Because he's obviously got a long list of concerns there. Another tax looking forward... to another higher Obamacare penalty. Crying out loud. I'm coming into this program, you know, saying, hey, the past is done. 2016's ahead. What can we look forward to? And all I get is doom and gloom here.
Hey, some of the decisions made in 2015 and before are still affecting us in 2016. And we'll be making decisions in 2016 to correct that. And hopefully we'll keep a better eye on the ball this time.
I understand, but, I mean, is anybody looking forward to something in a positive vein?
No.
How about Marco Rubio? Marco Rubio will be the Republican nominee and he beats Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's as easy as saying Hillary Clinton wins. I could say that. Ted Cruz gets the nomination and defies all odds of the media's worst nightmare. Takes out Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton in the debate? I mean, what I'm saying is just think positive for crying out
or
loud.
Or Trump and Hillary. Frankly, anybody and Hillary, but yeah.
Need a little Norman Vincent Peale here. Where's my positive thinkers? 800-228-0550. Help me out here. Help a brother out. 800-228-0550.
Do I have to pull out my inner Rush Limbaugh and say, look, we live in Realville?
701-258-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Here's another.
I'll be interested in seeing if the Republicans in Congress actually grow a set of onions and take care of business. That means including our own representatives and senator and in Washington, D.C. They've been promising and promising and promising, and they don't seem to be delivering much. So they need to grow a set.
All right. He's answering the question, which is what are you most looking forward to finding out in 2016? And in this case, he's hoping for some, what would you say, Todd? Some better sense of fight.
Yeah.
In addition to he's suggesting that, you know, what they grow in their gardens, onions. Wasn't it a larger set of onions or something to that effect? Yeah.
So
he's sort of mixing metaphors there. I think he wants more fight from the members of Congress, and he also would like to have them grow onions. I don't know how those two go together. Somebody else can solve that riddle. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Text Todd. He loves getting your text. And that's at 701-226-8503. By the way, when you call, one, to leave a message, as some of these folks have done already, and two, to talk with us live on the air. And a lot of you don't want to talk with us off the air or on the air, prefer today to talk to us off the air and leave your message. And that's just fine. But I'm hoping for somebody who's in a, I don't know, a good mood today. I'm in a good mood. I have no idea what's going to happen in 2016. None. Nada. But I tell you what I am excited about. Doing everything in my power to get the outcome on everything I care about in 2016 myself. What am I going to do about it? How am I going to do it? What's my part going to be? Much better way to go. And where's my positivity? I know you're out there. It's New Year's Eve. You're all melancholy about the last year and things that have happened. You're looking ahead to 2016. You got a little positivity for me. I know it's out there. Bring it on. Come on.
I'm the weather in La La Land over there.
Am I in La La Land? Is that what you think, Todd?
Evidently.
La La Land. All right. Got another call off the hotline. Go ahead and roll that on the Cloverdale Big Clayer hotline. Did anybody else hear that? I didn't hear it other than a very faint speaker.
Heck, Hillary's going to win the election because the GOP hates conservatives. With the cowards of the GOP majorities, what is there to look for in 2016?
I'm not
but
getting
more
that.
Obama decrees.
Yeah, okay.
There's nothing to be optimistic about.
Nothing to be optimistic about.
That was the positivity I was looking for. Maybe I have to go to Tioga to find it. Rocky is there. Hey, Rocky, you got a little positivity for me?
Well, I hope so, Scott. First of all, I want to thank you. You've kind of turned me around this morning because I was kind of in the dumps about the future, and that's not helpful. So the idea that you're kind of pumping some energy into us out here in the plains, I appreciate it very much.
Well, that is very nice of you to say. Hang on, Rocky. I'm up against the break, and I want to hear what you got in the way of positivity to add to it. But thank you for the well wishes and the compliment on pumping you up. I didn't take to the airwaves to pump you up today, but, you know, all this negativity says, hey, come on, where's our positivity? More coming up.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And PetroServe USA is your Bison tailgating playoff headquarters. Come on in and stock up on all the goodies, including $10 fill on propane tanks to keep you nice and warm and cook up all the goodies. Also register to win that loaded Bison tailgating trailer and, of course, two $500 gift cards from PetroServe USA given away every week. December specials include the Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Charbroil Deluxe, $2.19, Pizza Corner Pizza, $2 for $11, Kellogg's Cookies, 79 cents, Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10-ounce chips, $2 for $4, Wiley Wallaby, 10-ounce packs of licorice, Nuthead Chocolate Pretzel Thins, Chocolate Chips, Chocolate Strawberry Bites, and Caramel Apple Bites, all $2 for $5. Hey, great deal. And World's Kitchen Jerky, just $9.99. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
PetroServe USA, the good folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. They're home to the 4-for-4 deal every single day. A fresh-baked, single-topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop, or if you prefer coffee, $4. Four items, $4 all day, every day, PetroServe USA. Is that not a great deal or what? Unbelievable. Helping America fuel better. And your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters. So if you haven't loaded up yet for the big trip down to Frisco, get to a PetroServe USA location near you. All right, Lynn Helms will join us in just a moment. Rocky and Tioga joining us shortly before the break, and we didn't get a chance to finish with your comments. So first of all, thanks for the compliment. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. And glad we've humped you up a little bit here today, and you're feeling a little bit better about life. And what else did you want to share, Rocky?
Well, this is a little bit complicated, but I'd like to talk about Mr. Trump for just a moment. I have no interest as far as financially. I'm not connected with his campaign or anything like that. But it brings me hope that perhaps a change is in the wings. There's been a number of years that I felt very discouraged and disenfranchised by the people I vote for, whether it be on immigration or taxes or anything. It seems like as soon as they get elected, they have a different agenda. And whenever you find out, like Obamacare, you find out that many of our senators and elected representatives are making a fortune off of Obamacare, you feel betrayed. And my hope is that Mr. Trump, with his billions of dollars, he genuinely will not be under the influence. I don't appreciate some of the wild things he says. He seems like, every other day there's something that it's like, really, did he have to say that? Did he have to offend people? Did he have to do that? But on the other hand, there's a freedom that he can say what he thinks. And, the truth is, I feel like so many of our politicians are in bed with the enemies. It's about corporate greed. It's about things that just are wrong for our nation. That I really hope that he represents an opportunity that I don't see in any of the other candidates. I mean, if you look at what they actually vote, not what they say, when the rubber hits the road, they're not genuine. And I'm not trying to be ugly. I mean, the temptations are just people. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just saying when it gets real, when it comes down, they vote their pocketbook. It's my belief. And maybe that won't be true for Mr. Trump. So that's what I got to say.
Well, Rocky, thanks for sharing that, okay? Always appreciate hearing what's on your mind, and all the best. Call again, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. One other call here before we get to our guests. Brent and Bismarck wanted to share a little positivity. What do you got for me, Brent?
Hey, morning, Scott. I'm excited to watch the state of North Dakota's economy and political arena flourish. I'm just excited for our state, and I really am looking forward to that. One other thing, a quick note, is year of end of year note for you and Todd. Scott, you are North Dakota's responsible daddy, and I appreciate it. And Todd, you and I are hanging out by the dumpster, smoking cigarettes, and playing dice, and I appreciate you.
And Brent, you just made the promo. Thank you. Wow.
Both your shows rock. I really appreciate it. You guys are awesome.
All right, Brent.
34 years of radio. I think that's the first time I've heard that one. But that's
good. A good analogy.
I like that.
Yeah.
I do like
appreciate
that.
It very much. Thanks for listening. Others, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And next hour, much of our hour devoted to the look ahead to 2016. What you're most excited about, what you're fired up about, and hopefully, you know, some positivity. Okay? So we'll do that as well. Lynn Helms is here. And Lynn is, of course, director of the Department of Mineral Rights. Mineral Resources, rather, for the state of North Dakota. Nice to have you back on the program, Lynn. How are you?
Great to be here, Scott. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well.
And I know our plan here is to do a little year in review, and but I told everybody because of your vast knowledge of this industry, I'm really looking forward to getting your take on 2016 and what it will hold and a prediction or two. So we'll do a little of both here today on the program. First of all, what's the big story as you look back, just the headline for the last year?
Well, it's obviously the decline in oil prices. Right after Thanksgiving of 2014, Saudi Arabia announced that they were not going to defend price. They were going to go for market share. And we've seen oil prices drop from about $97 a barrel on that day to $37 a barrel today. Everybody sees it at the gas pump, and everybody sees it at the man camps and on the main street out in western North Dakota.
So that is the cause. Let's talk a little bit about the effect, that, as you described, well, happened. What about the response to it? What is your take on that?
Well, our oil and gas operators are really hunkered down, and they're watching the signals. It looks like OPEC, Saudi Arabia, is saying, hey, 2016, $40 a barrel is what we're building our revenue forecast on. So the state of North Dakota and North Dakota operators are doing the same. At that price, it looks like a few more rigs might have to go. We're going to have to maybe add some frack crews because we're going to have to depend on non-completed wells to maintain cash flow, and I think we're going to see a lot more well transfers. We're up to 1,100 wells now that are in the process of buying and selling. So short term, there's still a real rough patch to go through, but long term, the smart money is saying oil's the place to invest.
2015 flaring. What was the big story?
Well, what an awesome story. We entered the year at a little over 30% of our gas being flared, and we're going to exit the year at less than half of that, at somewhere between 11 and 12% of the gas being flared. So huge amount of money and time and effort went into building infrastructure and gas plants, and we're going to see a 200 million a day gas plant going online by the end of next month, just a real success story.
Regulation is a constant concern from the federal level, especially since we really believe that, the idea of what needs to be done can be handled best at the state level. But the feds are constantly trying to meddle. What the feds are trying to do most concern you from the last year?
Well, the feds have decided they're going to appeal the injunction we got on their hydraulic fracturing rule. They got a new tribal right-of-way rule that they've put out. They're really going after methane venting and flaring with new orders onshore 3, 4, and 5 and the new methane reduction rule and some of the actions that Region 8 is taking against North Dakota operators. Those are going to be really, really difficult. But perhaps the biggest one is the Clean Power Plan. If we are going to fully develop the Bakken and Three Forks, we need to add 4 gigawatts of power to our grid and our system. And the Clean Power Plan says, oh, no, don't do that. Reduce the amount of power you're generating from fossil fuels by 4 gigawatts. So it's a total step in the opposite direction of where we need to go.
More of the same in 2016 as far as, you know, just swatting these down at every turn and probably more often than not in the legal process to do it?
Boy, we sure think so, Scott. You know, we spent hundreds of hours between my department, the health department, the water commission, several other state agencies, public service commission, dealing with these federal rule initiatives that don't work for North Dakota. We expect 2016 to be just continued rollout of federal initiatives, but we're funded and we're prepared to invest those hours to make sure that North Dakota citizens are protected from these things that just don't work here.
The pipeline front has been an interesting year as well, in that there's been an amazing amount of projects either on the drawing board or in process to add more pipeline capacity. What's your take on the year that was on the pipeline side?
Well, when you look at the oil transmission pipelines, it's been a standoff. You know, we've got 3 major pipeline projects that could potentially move, I think it's in the neighborhood of 750,000 barrels a day to the east and to the south. But they're all being blocked by anti-pipeline initiatives in neighboring states. And so it's just been a year of standoff. We think 2016 might bring some breakthroughs in that, and that'll be really great news. That will allow our crude oil to move more readily and bring a better price. It'll also allow the rail to shift their focus to moving oil a different direction and taking advantage of the lifting of the export ban. So, you know, there are some real bright spots in 2015 as well.
One issue that's been in the news lately has been the story about the reservation, long thought to hold about one-third of North Coast oil and gas production, actually holding less than 20%, and a calculation error that has come out of the director's report each month. What do you know about that? What can you tell us?
Boy, well, I hate to make a mistake, but the best thing to do when you discover one is to own it. And so in October, we were working with the tax department and with the tribe to audit our numbers and see where some differences were. And sure enough, the spreadsheet that we were using to calculate the number for the director's cut was counting the fee oil production twice. And so The 30% number that we were putting out there in the director's cut was an error. It's actually a little bit less than 20%. As soon as we discovered it, we put the correct numbers out there. I've talked with several individuals. I have not been made aware of a single policy decision that depended on that difference between 17 and 30%. Hate to make a mistake, though, but the best thing to do when you do it is just own it and correct it.
All right, we'll pick up on the other side of the break. Lynn Helms is here.
Yeah.
Director of the Department of Mineral Resources, and talk a little bit about 2016, too, ahead. So stay tuned. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know, it's the last day of the year. Last chance to take advantage of that superb deal on MyPillow, where you pay for one pillow but get four of them. Holy buckets, who can do a deal like that? Call them right now at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. The official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Last chance to do this in 2015. Lynn Helms is with us, the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. We've been looking back a little. I did have a question that came in during the break asking, whether or not the state of North Dakota paid the tribe based on the DMR figures or actual production. I guess that goes to your comment at the end of the last segment that, you know, you've been digging into this, and no policy impacts are there. Are there any financial impacts? Anything that?
No, Scott. There are none. We went over that carefully with the tax department, and the tribe was paid based on actual production. The only place the error occurred or had any impact was in my director's cut. So no financial impacts, no policy impacts, but certainly a little egg on the face for the director.
Yeah, so it's more the narrative of, you know, if you're looking at the landscape of North Dakota oil production and you were thinking it was a third, it wasn't a third, it was actually just under 20%. So just
sure.
More of,
I mean, this might have,
green,
you know, when
right?
When policy was being discussed or debated, you know, this might have allowed people to exert a little more pressure than they could normally have. You know, it sounds better to say 30% than 17%. But from the information I've been able to gather, there weren't any decisions made based on that difference.
Another question from a listener. Can you ask Lynn about the proposed refinery in the Belfield area, supposedly being built by Meridian Energy? Have they contacted the state for permitting or anything like that? Their website has a ton of information on it, and it doesn't look to be credible.
Well, we were contacted by Meridian, and they were making a very credible effort to contact every state agency, find out if there was any permitting required from the Department of Mineral Resources. And, of course, our answer was no, we wouldn't be involved in any permitting of the refinery. We referred them to the health department, and I believe they went there, and they're working on the air and water permits that they need in order to build a 20,000 barrel a day refinery. So they are a legitimate company. They've been making inquiries with the state agencies and trying to do their diligence and their homework before they made this announcement.
All right, so let's look ahead to 2016. What has you most excited for the new year? What are you most excited to learn and find out?
Well, I think, Scott, the thing I am most excited about is the lifting of the export ban. We've already started to see crude oil inventories in Cushing, Oklahoma, and in the Permian and on the Gulf Coast begin to drop. And that's going to bring better prices for folks up here in central northern United States faster. It wasn't an overnight change in the price, but I think the other thing that you see is West Texas is now trading at par or a premium to Brent crude. So the world is recognizing that we are the most reliable supplier of the best quality crude oil in the world. And that is an enormous sea change. So that was awesome good news. Are we still going to struggle against $40 oil? Yes, we are for the first half of the year. You know, Saudi Arabia has said, hey, we think supply and demand will get in balance second half of 16. And we'll be able to make a small change in production with a major change in oil price. Pretty hopeful about that. But for the first half of the year, we're going to have to struggle against that $40 mark. So we'll hang in there. Lots and lots of well transfers to deal with. But companies are still drilling. They want to keep their best crews, and they want to manage cash flow by turning wells on and off. Fracking or not fracking wells, but they want to keep drilling.
So the first half of 2016, a lot like what we've just seen in 2015, the back half, some momentum, some turnaround. That's
yep.
When you see things starting.
Yep, that's what we see.
And we will be in a better place in 2016 because the crude oil export ban has been lifted than we would have been.
Well, absolutely. And I think if you want to look for a little bit of silver lining, our Western communities have had some breathing room now to get some infrastructure work done. They're going to be in a better position for when the drilling and fracking comes back. And, you know, the state will have gone through some belt tightening, which will be a very healthy exercise. So we're going to come out of this thing stronger and better for having gone through it. Is it fun? Absolutely not. But everything will be in better shape as we come out of it and go back into increased activity.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that's maybe understated a little bit from the average North Dakotan reading the headlines, trying to follow what's going on. The amount of efficiencies that have been born out of this downturn and the pause and what you know, the benefits of the pause, that are going to reap some pretty significant benefits when that price comes back up, which
I sure think so.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch for sure. Thanks, Len. Appreciate it. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Scott. We'll talk to you on the other side.
We look forward to it. Len Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Back to your calls as we look ahead to 2016. Straight ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's not the number of bedrooms, but how many slumber parties. It's not the size of the backyard, but how big the memories. It's not your square footage. It's your circle. At Alaris, we're not about selling you a mortgage for a house. We're here to help you create a home. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, trusting you had a wonderful Christmas with family and friends. As we look forward to 2016, we are grateful for the opportunity to stand for the family in the public square, standing for life, marriage, religious liberty, and our time-tested family values. And we are asking if you will stand with us with a year-end tax-deductible financial contribution. Can we count on you? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org. Have a great and blessed 2016.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.